Namaste, greetings of the day, and hello. My name is Advocate Vijaya Ingule, and I have been practicing law since the year 2006. My primary area of practice is commercial law, and I am empaneled with various private entities. I have been on roll in the past with law firms as well as a private company. In my area of practice, I do a lot of vetting of agreements, giving consultation on various laws to different kind of entities, individuals, as well as business houses. And it's a privilege to come here and explain various aspects of law which affects the business. So friends, we are here. I mean, we are learning. I am also learning along with you, and this is a very good opportunity for me to present before you the legal aspects of business. Now, when we talk of business, there are various aspects which you should be aware. The reason being, whenever you are dealing, you will be dealing in sales, you will be dealing in marketing. Knowing the legal aspects gives you a better picture to pitch your business, to generate sale, generate revenue, and give promises that you are able to deliver. Anything that goes beyond your promises will attract litigation. And any litigation that attracts, comes towards a business, hits the revenue, because A, you are paying for damages, you're going to pay interest. It brings a bad name for the business house, because what it is bringing, oh, they do not know what to deliver. They go beyond, they do not go as per their promises of delivery. So let us understand what is the various legal aspects of business. First, in this chapter, we are going to look into consumer. Recently, in one of the newspapers I had read, and in fact, I had a discussion with one of my colleagues, that how we have become, Indians have become into consumerism. Why consumerism? Because we have become products for various business entities. And with these business entities, we have various foras where we can go ahead and market our business. Various e-commerce platforms, social media platforms, such as your LinkedIn, such as now LinkedIn, one says it's a professional platform, but if I am a business, let's say I am an AI business, and I want to go ahead and sell my product, which is into AI, I will definitely go ahead and approach LinkedIn. I will give my post on LinkedIn. I will go ahead and publish, market on LinkedIn, even if it is a professional social media. We have other casual social media such as Meta, that is Facebook. We have Instagram. We have Snapchat, etc. We have e-commerce websites today like Myntra, Amazon, Flipkart, etc. Now, all these avenues has given a window for us to explore and expand our business. Today, I can do my business even when I am at my home. All I need is a small platform and market my business. In fact, even in our legal areas, there are law firms now who are going remote, working from their own offices and doing remote working, all thanks to the internet facility, Zoom, you have your Microsoft, you have Team, you have Google Meet, etc. Now you need not go ahead and specifically meet that person, sit across the table. So you don't need to invest into the business, into the office space, which helps to save your revenue. It helps to save your outgoings. Now, all these, why are we discussing all this? We are discussing all this is because we are representing our customers. That look here, this is what I am. Now, I will say that I'm a law firm having an office in Nariman Point at 21st floor. I have 14 associates with me. I have 20 trainees with me. And I have business all across the country. Someone comes to me looking at my profile. and I'm not able to deliver this because I am a lone person who is running this show. What is going to happen? Now, lawyers definitely do not come under the Consumer Act. But now let us get into business. You, let's say, are a startup. You go ahead for your business meet. You go ahead and give certain representations that I'm a business entity. This is my business. I have so many colleagues working with me. I have these various teams and this is my revenue. And when it comes to delivering and you fail in delivery, a little research is done and boom, your representations comes out to all to be fake. And in the agreement, you give indemnity, etc. Now the catch is you might attract some litigation on you. So let us understand what is it that consumerism brings it here. So let us know more about Consumer Protection Act. Now, Consumer Protection Act before 2019 was Consumer Protection Act 1986. Now, in the 1986 regime, we did not have various other aspects which brought the effect because of the e-commerce platform and advertisement through your influencers, Instagram, etc. So let us look look at Consumer Protection Act 2019. Now, what is the need for consumer legislation? Let us understand that. Most of the manufacturers and traders have been adopting unfair trade practices. How? Let's take for example, today you are studying, but we go ahead and go to a shop and buy something. In the past, going to shop was a frequent thing. Today, we log into Amazon, we log in to Flipkart, flip through, do our filters, see which one is, you know, has more discount, which compare the prices, etc., and we order. There are few who go on to the review page. There are few who do not go to review. Now, even here, there are certain reviews which are paid reviews. Or there are certain reviews where I will give my product to the person who's going to review and I will ask them to review. Is this a fair review? No. Because what are you doing here? You are influencing the review system here. So you do not know exactly. When you go for an offline purchase, you can look at the product, see how the make is and then buy it. But when it is online, you are looking entirely on the system. Looking at the review, you may not look at the review and buy it. Some manufacturers, some entities give you the provision of return. But there are some which do not allow you that. And then what happened? If you have paid something which is a generous amount like 1,000, 2,000 or whatever, even for a minuscule thing, you are stuck with it. You have paid and you feel cheated. So that is the reason why a legislation comes into picture, because what they want to do, the legislation's whole idea is to keep the manufacturer or to keep the entity within the frame. If they go outside the frame, you will suffer the consequences. Now, unfair trade practices like what? The way we said, false and misleading descriptions, exaggerated statement where we have paid reviews, false weights and measurements. I'll give you one example. I purchased a tap, which is a filter. When first I had purchased, I got an indicator with it. But when I purchased the refill, though the box mentioned refill in it, though the box mentioned the indicator was missing. And despite raising complaint, nothing happened. So this is a very classic instance of false measurements, weight, etc. Now there are various acts other than consumer protection which goes ahead and governs the working. This really doesn't, how does it go ahead and help the customers? Because it ensures that the entities go ahead and follow their obligations as have been mentioned in these particular acts, like the Sales of Goods Act. In the Sales of Goods Act, there are provisions given as to the rights of the buyer. There are provisions given what are the rights and duties of the vendor. Then the EGMARK Act. The EGMARK Act gives the rating on the products. If there is no EGMARK, so it ensures the quality. Then there is Prevention of Food Adulteration Act. So no adulteration. So for example, in your fruits, you may have heard that they inject the colors. In masalas, the recent one was MDH masalas and the Everest masala, where Singapore authorities found adulteration in the masalas. So to avoid these kind of adulteration, we have the Prevention of Food Adulteration Act, the Essential Commodities Act, Standard Weights and Measures Act, which ensures that whatever weight you have set, the exact weight is there in the product. The MRTP, that is Monopoly and Restrictive Trade Practices, for example, you cannot, any entity cannot take charge of the entire or become the only. It can have a major stake, because if it's giving something like Jio, who promises huge discounts and give you the best deal initially and captures the market because of the kind of amount that they are giving. But they have to ensure again that they do not restrict the trade practices and stifle competition. Then there is the ISI mark, which again, we all know that there has to be an ISI mark, Indian Standard Institution Act. Now, these acts, essentially what they do is they govern. They tell the entity that, look here, when you are manufacturing your product, when you are marketing your product, A, B, C, D, these are the acts that will govern you, and you have to make sure that you adhere to these. But despite this, as we know, there are loopholes, there are tweakings that are being done. So these acts are not a foolproof jacket which, you know, protects the consumer. Hence the need of a better Consumer Protection Act. And that's where the Consumer Protection Act comes into picture. Now, earlier, as I said, the Consumer Protection Act was 1986. However, that has been now repealed. Now, these are the points which will justify the consumer protection. Consumers do not have adequate product knowledge because you solely rely on the manufacturers and marketers. They are ignorant about their rights and remedies because, yes, we do not read much. We ignore. We try to be as ignorant as possible. We are in when it's about consumer, the consumers are on a weak bargaining position. Let's, for example, say today, tomorrow, I want to go and purchase a cooker. Now, I need to buy a cooker, though I have various possibilities, various comparisons that are available. But because I do not have much information on that, I am solely relying on the information and representation given by the manufacturer and the marketing. Manufacturers and suppliers have expertise, which I do not have. So I would not know which lead is better, which lead will not explode, etc. Who is going to give me that assurance? The manufacturers. They come and say Japanese technology. They will come and say better protection. It will cover, give you the best quality work, etc. So all that you get from the manufacturers. And obviously, you have all eye-catching materials. I mean, the way the packaging is done, they allure you into buying. The influencers, the kind of video that they make, they all allure you. There are fake and spurious products. So you have the original and then you have the fake. We all know about the first copy and we know about the duplicate as well. Now, in this context, when liberalization and privatization had come, it was that let the buyer be aware. Now, this is not very, yes, I need to be aware as a buyer because I am going and purchasing. But because of the complexity of various products, the complexity of services, like for example, when I go online and I want to buy something, what happens? I have certain terms and conditions where I have to say if I do not agree to them, I will not be able to proceed further. Am I going to read all those terms and conditions? No. Even if I read those terms and conditions, let's say I take up that step and read the terms and conditions, do I have the bargaining power to go ahead and ask the entity, look here, these are the terms that are not agreeable to me, please change it. No, I do not stand that bargaining power and I have to accept these standard clauses, right? Then it also permits or the seller to disown his liability. The entity simply say, you accepted the terms and conditions, it's done. No, standard terms and conditions, if there are standard terms and conditions, then consumers have better protection as against organizations. Now, what is the objective of the Consumer Protection Act? So now, what are objectives of the Consumer Protection Act 1986? Now, why are we looking at the objectives of 1986? Once you understand, the 1986-2019 would be much easier because not much deviation has happened and it will give you a better insight as to why the Consumer Protection Act came into picture. Now, this act seeks to provide for better protection of the interest of consumers. This act seeks inter alia to promote and protect the basic rights of consumers. Now, what are the rights of consumers? Section 6 of the Act, that is the Consumer Protection Act, recognizes 6 rights of the consumers. These rights are protection to life and property. Now, when we talk about protection of life and property, the first question it comes to your mind, why protection of life and what about property? I will give you a very simple example of, let's say, something which you are going to consume or something that you are going to apply on your skin. Today, men and women alike are into skin care. I go ahead and enjoy something like which shows this is a herbal, vegan free, paraben free, sulfur free, this free, that free product. I get enticed, I love it, I want to buy it, I apply and I get a burn, I get allergy, I get mark, and it makes sure because of the porosity of the skin, it gets into my skin and I get some other problem. Or I ingest these gummy bears, now the gummy bears that are coming, and it gives weight loss herbal medicines which you inject, you take, and then you end up in the hospital. That's why your right for protection of life and property, right to be informed, because you are the consumer, you are going to consume. It is your right to know about the quality, quantity, potency, purity, standard and price of the goods. The reason being, I am the one who is going to pay and I am the one who is going to consume. For a business house, for an entity, for a manufacturer, no matter how big or small they are, it is all about revenue and earning. But for me, I am investing my hard-earned money into your business by buying the product. Hence, it is my right to be sure as to what is it that I am going to use. Right to choose. Now, where right to choose comes? It comes where we are not getting, ensuring that the competition is fair. So, in the market of mobile, I have Jio, Airtel, I have Vodafone, I have BSNL, I have MTNL, all these players ensure that there is a competition and a fair bargain price is given to the consumers. If there is only one lone player in the market, then what would happen? He would be the one who would decide what is the price that I'm going to put on this product. For example, your boutiques. When you go to boutiques, why are the boutique ones expensive? Because they make sure the designer pieces will not be more than one, it will not be repeated, and because of that they have a choice to put a price on that product. Right to be heard. The reason right to be heard is because if I am not going, I'm not getting the value for the money, I am being cheated, there should be some place, and the company is not assisting me in resolving it, there has to be a place where my issues are redressed. Hence, we need consider an appropriate forum. Right to redress, as I said, there needs to be a place where I can go ahead and seek redressal against unfair trade practices, deficiency of services, and unscrupulous exploitation of consumers. Right to education. The reason right to education, because it is made compulsory that every business entity educates its customers about the product, give adequate information about the product, so that I'm an informed consumer and I purchase only after the necessary information is given to me. Now, the Act of 1986 seeks to provide speedy and simple redressal to consumer disputes. For this, there were various commissions on district, state and central level which were employed. Now, these quasi-judicial bodies observe the principle of natural justice. The quasi-judicial bodies have been given specific nature and have been empowered to give compensations, and if there is non-compliance, then they have been given powers to remedy for non-compliances. Now, coming to the Section 3 of the Consumer Protection Act, what does it state? It states that the provision of this act shall be in addition and in not derogation. So, for example, let us take an example here where you have purchased a flat. We all by now know that there is something called RERA, right? Where you go ahead and complain against the builder. Even the builder can go ahead and complain against the purchaser if he is not paying, or he or she is not paying the EMI. Let's say I am a purchaser of a flat. I go and I have some deficiency or issue. I can complain to RERA, but I can also go before the Consumer Protection Act. If I choose to go before Consumer Protection Act, the forum will not say, no, don't come here, you have RERA as an option. No, consumer forums, commissions will go ahead and take cognizance of your complaint. So it is in addition and not in derogation. All right. Now, what are the advantages? There has to be some advantage, right? Otherwise, what is the use of the act? Let us look at some of the advantages. Now, while evaluating the comparative benefits, we need to understand how we will understand the benefit. We need to have a comparison. So here we are comparing it with the MRTP Act, that is the Restrictive Trade Power Act, and the Competition Act. Now, what are the important advantages? Administration of justice is comparatively cheaper and faster. Now, there are time limits which have been given for speedy justice. That is the reason it becomes faster as compared to civil courts. If I have to go to civil courts, it's a long drawn process. It is governed by the Code of Civil Procedure, where certain mannerisms, certain procedures have been informed, have to be followed. You do not have any leeway. There are evidence to be given. You do not have a leeway. You have to follow them. But under consumer, you don't have to pay your court fees. It is for the consumers. Then it is speedy and you yourself can go ahead and appear. In a civil court, it is the advocate who will appear. But in consumer forums, a person in person can go ahead and agitate his case. You can be your own lawyer. Now, procedural simplicity is there. You go, file a complaint, you serve it to the other side will come, you convert your complaint and file affidavit, arguments are done and it's done. You just have to explain how it comes within the deficiency of service definition and unfair trade practice. And it applies to all the goods and services unless it is specifically exempted by the central government, right? And this is, as we have earlier said, in addition to the all the acts. So it's not that there are certain acts which says that you can file complaint only under this act to a particular forum and you can't go to any other courts, you can't go to any other tribunals. But for consumer protection, that is not the case. In consumer, you can in addition come to consumer court. And the best part is Consumer Protection Act covers private, public as well as cooperative. So you can go ahead and file cases even against railways, post office, airline, insurance companies, etc. Now, another most important right that has been vested is the criminal and penal provision under Section 27. So, for example, let us assume that there is an order passed against a company or against a manufacturer. The order is refund of money with interest and mental compensation for the mental trauma that one has suffered. Let's say it's 5 lakh rupees. The consumer goes ahead and sends the order saying that, look here, you have to comply with this. The entity does not do it. The consumer goes ahead and files execution. The entity still does not appear despite service. The consumer forum commission, whether it is state commission or national commission, can go ahead and issue warrant against the non-complying party. Now, in this backdrop, let us come to the Consumer Protection Act 2019. Now, this act was passed on 9th August 2019. Now, this is a repealing statute. As I've earlier told you, it repealed the old act of 1986. And with this new legislation, what has been done? Within its ambit were not the e-commerce, Instagram influencers, etc. All these entities or all these platforms were not covered. With the new legislation and rules, not only have they included these e-platforms, etc., but they have also increased the efficiency and made attempts to help consumer give a better platform. Consumer Protection Act now also, so as I have said, it also brings into picture the e-filing and mediation. Why mediation is important? Because at times it is so that before even getting into litigation, we can sit and go ahead and discuss and mediate. Once mediation is done, most of the matters get settled. So that is faster. How e-filing helps? With e-filing, what happens? You don't have to go and physically file it. You have to log into the website and you can file. This act replaces 1986 Act and enforces consumer rights and provides a mechanism for redressal of complaints regarding defects in goods and deficiency in services. Now let us look at the object of the Act. The object of the Act is to provide for protection of the interest of consumers and for the said purpose, establish authorities for timely and effective administration, very important, and settlement of consumer disputes and for matters connected therewith or incidental thereto. Now, these are two different. A matter connected with that and which is incidental. Incidental means something that leads to it, and connected, which means it is part of it. For example, let us say I bought a washing machine. There is a defect. The washing machine is not working on the second or third day. Then what is connected with it? Repairing or replacing. What is incidental thereto? Giving me interest, giving me compensation. Now, the proposed benefits. Definition of consumer to include e-commerce. Enhancement of pecuniary jurisdiction. So earlier the jurisdiction for the district forum was only 20 lakh, which has been enhanced now. A complaint can be filed where the consumer is located and not for the opposite party. Penalties have been enhanced. Alternate dispute resolution system. That is, instead of going into litigation, let us look at something to conciliate, mediate and settle the matter. E-filings of complaints.